This is Corazón Tanguero, a radio show for tango lovers. Esto es Corazón Tanguero, un programa dedicado a los amantes del tango. Vintage to contemporary, Argentinian and from around the world. Tango for you, to dance, to listen, to embrace. My name is Cristina Bachín. Corazón tanguero. Pasión por el tango. Today on Corazón Tanguero, we talk with Argentinian singer Sofía Tosello. She bridges the music grounded in the deep Mediterranean Argentina and the New York global music scene. Sofía Tosello has recently released Lluvia Fue, It Was Rain, her fourth album with a particular repertoire of tangos from the 30s to contemporary compositions arranged by Latin Grammy awarded Fernando Otero. In this interview, we converse about It Was Rain and her own tango jazz approach to music. We also converse about her most recent experimental folk music release, Duo Chuño, with Franco Pina, and his unique invention, the arpa legüera, a combination of two iconic instruments of Argentinian music, the drum, bombo legüero, and the harp, with which they explore traditional music. For Corazón Tanguero, Cristina Bachín.
Manantial, cascabel, agua triste.
Today, I was trying to reach you because of all your work, and especially because of you as woman, musicist and singer in tango and many other genres. So I would like, first of all, to share with our listeners your fourth album, Lluvia Fue, which I don't know how to translate. It's like rain was sometime or something like that.
Yeah.
In this album, Lluvia Fue, there is a particular journey in repertoire. It's not a classic traditional tango. You choose different arrangements and also a particular repertoire in this CD. What did inspire you to prepare this particular tango journey? Because you are having tangos from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and very contemporary one like the Néstor Basurto. How was your inspiration to put all this music together?
Yes, I think I just chose the tangos that I've been singing for all these years. I decided to do this tango, this album with Octavio Brunetti, a pianist that used to live in New York from Rosario, a dear friend of mine and of many of my friends. Unfortunately, he passed away, and I don't come only from tango tradition. I sing all different type of genres, and in fact, I came to New York to study jazz. And then when I met him, he was like, Tosello, you have to record tango. You have to sing tango. You have to sing tango. You have to. And when I decided to record a tango album with him, he passed away. So I said, you know what? I have to do it. So I called Fernando Otero and I said, Fernando, let's do a tango. And Fernando said, you know what? Let's do a CD with all the songs that you really feel comfortable with. Just don't think so much. Just don't learn new songs. Just do the songs that... So I decided to, and I wanted to do classics, but I also wanted to do more modern, contemporary tangos, because they're amazing composers nowadays, like Néstor Basurto and Roberto Calvo, and lyricists like Alejandro Schwarzman, whom they wrote Conjuro del Alba. So that was the decision that we made, and that's how Lluvia Fue came out. Lluvia Fue is by Roberto Calvo. Roberto Calvo and Gustavo Queoe. Also to Roberto Calvo. Calvo is a guitar player from Argentina. Great, great composer, singer, guitarist.
Why this CD, there is this very small subtitle, Chamber Tango?
Chamber Tango, because because the ensemble is with mostly with strings. And there's and it's very oriented to chamber music. So I said, well, let me put Chamber Tango. It's a new thing. Well, it's not actually a new thing. I've heard J.P. Jofre, the bandoneon player from Argentina, also living in New York, using that term. And I said, yeah, let's put Chamber Tango. Maybe it might be a new label in music.
And Sofia, in this CD, who are the musicians that are accompanying you?
Fernando Terry is playing two songs. We're doing a duo, piano and voice. And then I have Pedro Giraudo on bass from Cordoba, Argentina. Nick Danielson on violin from half Cordoba, half USA. Yuri Juarez from Peru, Lima. Adam Tully from Argentina on guitar, also both guitarists. I have Omar Massa on bandoneon from Argentina. And Adam Fisher on cello. He's from the U.S.
Is there any choice that you would highlight of this CD, the role of women in tango as composers or musicians?
Yeah, in fact, I recorded two songs that one of them was composed by Eladia Blasquez and Mario Iacchinandini. That is Contame una Historia. And then the other one that I like the most is Siempre se vuelve a Buenos Aires, music by Astor Piazzolla and lyrics by Eladia Blasquez, a woman that I admire a lot. And I have learned a lot from her compositions and her music. So I would play Siempre se vuelve a Buenos Aires, because I also like to, when I sing it, I always tell the audience, just close your eyes and remember the place where you're coming from. Doesn't matter if it's a neighborhood or a town or another country. And just remember, because the lyrics talks about that. It talks about going back to your own country or Buenos Aires, and it's like a ritual. It's like going back to your places when you left, when you were that age. It's like going back to that age is the smells, the people, the faces. So it's very nice.
Esta ciudad está embrujada sin saber por el hechizo cautivante de volver. No sé si para bien, no sé si para mal. Volver tiene la magia de un ritual. Yo soy de aquí, de otro lugar no puedo ser. Me reconozco en la costumbre de volver a reencontrarme en mí, a valorar después las cosas que perdí, la vida que sé.
We are today on Corazón Tanguero with Sofia Tosello. She's a singer, musician, performer of tango, but many other genres. And just right now, we were listening to this song, Siempre se vuelve a Buenos Aires, from her fourth CD, Lluvia Fue.
I've been honored and lucky to work with Fernando, won in 2017, the Latin Grammys with Solo Buenos Aires. And he's been nominated 1,000 times. And then Pedro Giraudo won this past Latin with me.
And in this, in your musical journey, that it didn't begin in the United States, it began in your Cordoba city in Argentina. And I could see from all your career that you flow like in or fly through different genres and give in to each of your works your own unique talent and your own unique voice for those works. Can we share something about what you have been doing also regarding tango and Peruvian music, on what you are doing right now also with Junior?
I started with music when I was young in Argentina, of course, studying a little bit of classical, but then I got into jazz and popular music, traditional music from Argentina. But then I came here in 1999 and studied jazz, and then I went into the Cuban scene and the Brazilian scene and the Latin American scene. And then I did a CD. My first album, Alma y Luna, is a combination of Latin American music, and then Tangolando, which is a project that we mix tangos, classic tangos, with Afro-Peruvian music. Very interesting mix. And then, well, Lluvia Fue, and then I have just released an album with a project that I have with Franco Pina, percussionist from Tucumán, Argentina, living in New York, who created an instrument, a homemade instrument called Arpa Legüera, which is sort of like a harp. But it sounds pretty, like, very world music, very like a coda and like African music. It's a beautiful sound. So we have this duo, and we do also all type of crazy things, not only Latin American music, but things from rhythms from Africa, from Turkey, from... So yes, I have to say that I love mixing everything, and but always with a root, always with rooted music. And I think that the most important thing is the interpretation. No matter what type of music you're doing, is the message you are delivering through the lyrics and the stories.
And in these works, where is the place in this flight that you are doing throughout the music, the place that takes tango in this journey from your personal perspective?
Tango, my father used to listen to tango a lot. And then my nana, the woman who used to take care of me, who was my second mother, used to sing a lot of tango. So, but it was not until I moved to New York that I started identifying with tango, because I felt that tango could describe that feeling of nostalgia, that feeling, nostalgia feeling when you're in New York. New York is very, in a way, is very similar than Buenos Aires, even though I'm not from Buenos Aires, but is this roughness of life and this so bitterness, but happiness, but funny things. So I said, maybe I should start singing tango. I started singing tango, and then later on, when I met my husband like 8 years ago, he told me something very interesting. He said, you know what? The way you talk, because I come from a very strong Italian family.
Yeah, I can guess.
We can be very sweet, but we can be very passionate and very... So he said, man, you should sing more tango, because when you sing tango, you sound just the way you talk. And that's when I said, I think that that's the best thing that can happen to a singer, to sing and to sound as if she or he would speak. And I think the tango is the music that I identify the most of all of them in terms of it, of interpretation, of speaking voice, of a genre that allows me to deliver the message, or to talk the way I am every day.
How about we share a piece of this Tangolando project that you released before this last album? And in that case, which one would you choose?
Cambalache is really nice, because we mixed it with festejo. And it's a very festejo. It's a celebration rhythm. And the lyrics, even though are pretty sad.
Yeah, in a way, very contemporary as well.
Very contemporary as well, but it has this funny flavor to it.
So we are today on Corazón Tanguero with Sofía Tuzello, and in this show today we are taking a trip with her journey, her own journey. Sofía, pasamos al castellano, ¿qué te parece?
Dale, perfecto, sí.
Así, estábamos hablando de que has terminado otro álbum en el cual hay un nuevo instrumento y si nos puedes contar en qué consiste este nuevo proyecto y este nuevo álbum y cuáles son las novedades que introduciste ahí.
Chuño es un proyecto que tenemos junto con Franco Pina, como te contaba, baterista tucumano que vive en Nueva York hace muchos años, y él como en el 2013 se inventó un instrumento que le llamó el arpa legüera, porque es un arpa, es una madera que tiene cuerdas de contrabajo, pero utilizó un bombo legüero, que es el instrumento de percusión el más importante de Argentina junto con otros países latinoamericanos, pero utilizó eso como resonador. Y bueno, le quedó este instrumento que es como una mezcla, el sonido es una mezcla de charango con cora africana, con coto asiático. Bueno, no sé, es una mezcla ahí muy
Precioso.
linda.
Y en este álbum, ¿en qué repertorio han trabajado?
Hemos hecho de todo, desde cosas, muchas cosas. Nos gusta mucho Raúl Carnota,
Sí.
compositor argentino muy bueno. Hemos hecho algunas cosas, un tema de Juan Luis Guerra, Amapola. Hemos hecho cosas de Chabuca Granda, de Chacho Cheñique, de Facundo Cabrera. Hay varios compositores, desde canciones argentinas y canciones de otros países latinoamericanos.
Entonces, para terminar el programa de hoy de Corazón Tanguero y en este recorrido musical que estamos haciendo, solo es un recorrido muy profundo y muy largo, a pesar de tu juventud. El álbum en sí se llama Chuño, ¿verdad?
Se llama Chuño, pero el dúo se llama Chuño, pero lamentablemente como no hay ñ en Estados Unidos, tuvimos que ponerle a la página web dúo Chuno.
Chuno.
Claro, se nos hace un lío, pero bueno, el grupo se llama Chuño y el disco se llama Chuño.
Perfecto. Igual nosotros le vamos a poner la ñ de alguna manera. Sofía, para despedirnos, ¿qué canción incluirías para dar una muestra de esta nueva exploración en tu carrera musical de Chuño?
Me gustaría pasar el tema El Surco, que en realidad también lo mezclamos con Doña Ubenza, que es un carnavalito. Entonces mezclamos festejo peruano con carnavalito. Y bueno, El Surco es de Chabuca Granda y Doña Ubenza de Chacho Cheñique, compositor argentino.
Muchas gracias, Sofía, por compartir tus trabajos. Te agradecemos tu tiempo para nuestra entrevista y terminamos este programa de Corazón Tanguero con Chuño, el nuevo dúo, y Surco, la canción que vamos a compartir. Gracias, Sofía.
Gracias a ustedes.
Dentro de un surco abierto vi germinar un lucero de infinita soledad y con una canasta le vi regar.